Hey, everybody, this is David Frizzell, and you're listening to the Who's Who's Top 10 Countdown.
Made in America, the red, white, and blue. I stand for her honor, the flag and our troops. I'm proud of my country, what she's done for.
Hello, everybody. This is episode 30 of Who's. We are Night Owl Country Band, the host of this show. And my name is Matt Lee, and I'm here with
Brett Denny.
And
back by popular demand, Steve Pardue.
And also
Tim Dooley.
Yes, the wise old owl.
Oh my.
Hoo-hoo.
So, guys, we had a chance to play with the Way Jennings, Waylon Jennings' grandson. He did a fine job, didn't he, Tim?
Amazing musician. And, yeah, he gets it honest, man, from his grandfather. So it's in the genes, I think.
Yeah, Steve, his band was great, weren't they?
Yes, they were. And they got to use our stuff, and that was awesome.
Yeah. Brett, he sounded a lot like Waylon.
I mean, yeah, and you know, to hear him doing the Waylon songs, it was just awesome.
Yeah, we had a great time. Hopefully, we'll be able to play with him again sometime down the road. We got a great show today on Who's Who. I've got a top 10 for you guys that I think you guys might enjoy. Also, we have an interview with a legend, David Frizzell, and it was a great interview, wasn't it, Brett?
Yes. I love talking to these people that I never would have expected to talk to. So,
not to mention just the the prestige and the history, like with T. Graham Brown, the stuff that you hear. I mean, you're not going to read this in a magazine. These are stories that are in somebody's heart, and they unlock it for us, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The KFC bucket from Way Jennings.
Yeah. I'll never forget that.
You're not going to see that in Q magazine.
And the slip and slide from David McRae Dove.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. Even finding out from Rupert that he didn't wear he's not wearing tie-dye right now because he don't want anybody touching him because of COVID.
Yeah.
So we've had a chance to interview some great people. Let's go ahead and get this going, Brett, so we can get into this show.
All right. Debuting at number 10, Tony Olsen with Metal and Ink.
I met her in a Portland bar. Her hair was neon blue. And we headed back to her place after we had had a few. One thing led to another. And when her clothing hit the floor, I saw more ink. Times than all of Custer's men. There was metal stuck in places, likes of which I'd never seen, from her nose up to her eyebrows and all points in between. Man, we really had some good times. It sounded just like wind chimes, like running through a pile of beads and beer cans with a pocket full of dimes. There weren't any limitations when it came to decorations. There were lots of illustrations, a lot of
And that was number 10, Tony Olsen, with Metal and Ink. I think I'll start with Steve. We haven't got to really hear from Steve too much the past couple of weeks. What do you think of that song?
I've been dying for this song to get on the countdown, just because it reminds me of something like Toby Keith would do on like a bus CD or whatever.
Sure,
you know, it's
sure.
It's totally off the wall, but I mean. Hopefully it gets higher up so you guys can hear it as an entirety, because you really got to hear the ending of it.
Uh-huh.
And first time I heard it, I was like, this is awesome. I mean, who thinks of this stuff?
Yeah.
It's a great song. I mean, not to mention that musically, phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. But, I mean, the lyrics are funny. It catches you. And I'm just glad it's on top 10.
Yeah. Tim, what do you got?
I just wonder, did he write this from a real life experience? It sounds like maybe he did.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But gosh.
Pretty realistic.
I laughed so hard when I heard this song. It's just really cool. Really cool stuff.
Yeah.
I love the storytelling in it. It reminds me of Uneasy Rider by Charlie Daniels, that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. I was taking a trip out to L.A., tooling along in my Chevrolet, toking on a number and digging on the radio.
They used to call them novelty songs, but, you know, whatever. It's just a good song.
Yeah.
And that Ray Stevens.
As the choir sang, I surrender all. A squirrel ran up Harv Newland's coveralls. And Harv leaped to his feet and said, something's got a hold on me. Yeah! The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah.
Yeah, Ray that's going to say like a comedic type.
Yeah.
Off the wall, but it's just a great... Ray Stevens has some really good songs, and he was a fantastic singer.
Mm-hmm.
But he decided to, you know, do some lighter side comedic stuff. Worked out for him, and it made some really good songs.
I don't know if you guys did this, but the first time I listened to it, I was like, wait a minute, did I just hear that right? I was a little speechless at first, which everybody that's listening may be also. All right, go ahead, Brett.
All right, coming in at number 9, another debut song, Richard Lynch with Cathead Biscuits.
Cathead Biscuits, red eye gravy, down home cooking. That's how my mama raised me. Soup, beans, and cornbread, and wild mustard greens. Simple country living. That's what you get with me. I remember Mama hollering, don't let the flies out, or you kids are born in a barn. And I recall Mama's country words and wisdom we all knew when she laid down the law.
And that was number 9, Richard Lynch with Cathead Biscuits. Matt, what do you think about that one?
Right off the bat, the piano intro. I say right off the bat a lot, don't I?
Yeah, because you love bats.
Or maybe I love Batman.
What did Robin ever do besides be the ward of a rich millionaire? He had and he was a gymnast. He was a circus performer. The Flying Graysons.
Oh.
But I love that piano intro right off the bat. Mm-hmm. And talking about Mama's home cooking. We have yet to have a bad Richard Lynch song sent to us. And this is his third one he sent to us. Great songs. Mm-hmm. Great songwriter. Great music. He did a fine job.
Yeah, I mean, I just like the last song, I was excited about this one as well. What I love about this guy is he says it best at the end of the, what you see is what you get. It's what you get from me.
Mm-hmm.
The man has got, every song is him.
Yeah.
He's his own entity. He doesn't stray away from who he is. He wears it on his sleeve, so to speak. And he's got that sound that is old-time sound. You know, so, you know, younger people may not get into it, and that's okay. They might. But us that grew up on old-time country will eat this up because it is exactly what country music is.
Yeah.
And I love this song. I love the story it tells, just like his other ones. You know, I didn't grow up on a farm, but we grew up in a rural little town. And, you know, a lot of the stuff's still true. I mean, Brett baled hay for him, so, you know.
Yeah.
Because he's got hands of a working man.
Oh, yeah.
So another great knockout of the park for Richard Lynch. Just keep sending them. We'll keep moving them up because they're
right.
Great.
Yeah. Tim, what do you think?
Well, we're just eating it up, those Cathead biscuits. Yummy, yummy.
Oh, red eye gravy.
But, yeah, man, what a great song. Old school country. And, yeah. Richard, your voice is just butter, buddy. It's awesome.
Nice. And butter for that Cathead biscuits.
Butter on the biscuits. That's what they say.
Sweet. All right, and now coming in at number 8. John Hunt with Whiskey Six String.
Smoke on my guitar, tinge resembled a flame.
that I got from women and nights with cocaine. I think to myself, Lord, am I not sane? If I had it all to do over, believe I'd do it the same. And I'll be rolling down the road, even 224, playing over in my mind like some old road. Memories in time with the one and the same, like fast women and cars, a whiskey six train.
And that was number 8, John Hunt with Whiskey Six String. This has been on the countdown for a couple weeks. Steve hasn't been able to talk much about it. What do you got?
I've been
there,
in the penalty box for the last couple weeks.
Hey, it happens, bud. It happens.
Another great hit from a guy that I loved for the simple fact, just like with Richard Lynch, has his own style, his own sound. He's not trying to duplicate anybody. He's just going out and doing him. And this song is, I guess if you want to term something outlaw country, to me this would be what that is. Drums at the beginning are phenomenal. Guitar, the bass, everything sounds good in this song. And his voice is unique. I love it. It's another good quality song. To me, this is what country music is as well. So I love this song.
Yeah, we had a great interview with him last week. If you didn't get to hear that, go back and listen to that. Actually, go ahead and go back and listen to all 29 episodes.
Yes, right? Leading up to this. Binge listen.
Yes. And we have something coming up special right now, right, Brett?
Yes. We have a great interview. A legend, as Matt calls him, and I think we all agree with that. So here's part one of the interview with David Frizzell.
Hey, guys, we have somebody very special today. In my mind, he is a legend. His name is David Frizzell. Hello, David. Are you there?
I am here, my friend, and I'm glad that we're going to do some talking today.
Yeah.
It'll be something we can talk about.
Yeah.
something we'll start out with right off the bat is where are you at, or where are you located
well,
at, David?
I'm just outside of Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
And, so... things are getting ready. We're getting ready to head down there, do a bunch of stuff this coming week. Still doing a lot of, different screening type stuff, and just a lot of different things. So I'm glad that we're able to at least do something to keep me busy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. What all have you been doing during this pandemic?
Well, actually, when this thing was just starting, we actually went on a cruise.
Oh.
Back in February, we got back from the cruise. We went all down through the, I don't know where all we went actually, but the Mediterranean and all that, all down there, beautiful down there. Anyway, so we made it back off with that. A lot of artists on that trip. Gosh, everybody I knew was there, from the Gatlin.
All the gold in California is in. Somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game, a brand new game.
Mo Bandy, everybody.
Oh, nice.
Was there.
Who was riding high till a pretty girl rode him to the ground? Any kid knows where to find me. I'm Bandy the rodeo clown.
It's just a great trip and had an incredible time. Anyway, so we got back here then. I think that was just about, I think March, we were supposed to do some shows, and all of a sudden they got moved, and now everything's been moving. So I'm hoping that before long there'll be some things that won't be moving, other than me moving to get there.
Yeah, it's been rough with all the cancellations and reschedules on everybody's shows, you know.
Yeah. Well, we did a show not too long. I guess it was back a couple months or so ago, March maybe. Anyway, we did T. Graham Brown, a bunch of us got together, and we did a screening type of a TV show, and it won the Telly Award. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so they sent us these beautiful statues, and it looked like an Academy Award. I thought, boy, I've hit the big time here.
Nice. Nice.
So it was actually, we didn't really know what they were doing. We went down and did some songs and so forth. And I did a song called Gonna Hire a Wino. I don't know if you've heard of that one.
She said, I'm gonna hire a wino to decorate our home. So you'll feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table. We'll put a bar along that wall. And a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall.
Just a little bit.
But I did that one, and that whole show, they called us in, they'd come back to Nashville, and didn't tell us for what. I think they were just saying, come on in, we're going to do some pictures, you know, take some pictures of you guys. So we got down there, and they set us all down and gave us the award. I couldn't believe it.
Nice.
That's awesome.
The Telly Award. Yeah. So anyway, that's one thing we've done since we, you know, it's been a little while since I won an award, so it was kind of nice.
Well, speaking of awards, David, the song that you and Shelley West did, You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma.
Sundown came and I drove to town and drank a drink or two. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. And I'm sure.
That won a few awards, didn't it, sir?
Well, that was when I first heard that song, it was kind of like a folk song. And after we got through arranging it and taking it and doing the modulations in it and doing it, boy, really just knew. I thought, I've been looking for this hit song all my life.
Nice.
It's a great song.
And so we recorded it, and boy, I sure thought we had a big one. And then after that, we got ready to take it over to the record label, and that record label no longer wanted country music on there.
Okay.
So we were without a label. And Snuff Garrett, my producer and the guy that did soundtracks for Clint Eastwood and Burt Reynolds and all those guys, an incredible man. Anyway, he started pitching it to all the record labels, and they all turned it down.
Wow.
They all turned it down.
I can't believe that.
That was a mistake.
That's a great song.
I mean, every record label turned it down. Clint Eastwood and Snuff Garrett was riding in the car coming back from an art show of some kind, and coming back to L.A. And on the way there, Snuff said, well, he said, I knew that Clint was not going to jump. He said, I was traveling 70 miles an hour. I knew he wasn't going to jump.
Sure.
So I played him, You're the Reason.
That's funny.
After they heard it, Clint said, man, that's a pistol. Let's put that in my next movie.
That's great.
So that's when everything happened.
Nice.
That's great.
When Clint Eastwood came on board, everything changed.
Nice. So let me see if I can scratch your memory here just a little bit. So it was up for a Grammy Award. What were some of the other people that it was up against?
You know, let me think of the Oak Ridge Boys won. So that was one of them, that one that they had.
Okay.
And but we were there. We were at the Grammys. Well, we had a great time. Meeting everybody and seeing everybody and singing. We actually sang Oklahoma, me and Shelley.
Okay.
And so we had a great time, but Sweet. We just didn't win. We came up just shy.
That's all right. That's all right.
as the Oak Ridge boys told me later. Oh, you're just a little shy, aren't you? I said, I'm not really that shy person, to tell you the truth. But anyway, but it was a great song. And hey, you know, the 40th anniversary is coming up on that,
Ooh,
baby.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to do a little celebrating here coming up. And so the Oklahoma song was just absolutely, I said, I think that would have been a hit by anybody to record it because it was just incredible. But we'll take it, you know.
Heck yeah.
Hey guys, that was pretty cool to have another legend on the show, and that was just part one. I can't wait for everybody to hear part two. There's some good stories coming in part two.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I wonder if these people realize they're talking to legends when they're talking.
Maybe we should introduce ourselves. You're talking to the legendary Night Owl Country Band.
Oh my goodness.
Well, sounds good.
We've opened up for Dak.
Oh, we have. Yeah, right. David Allen Coe.
I'm thinking Dak.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
And it would have been twice.
Right.
Yes. Yep.
And now moving on in our countdown, coming in at number 7, Gary Burke III.
GB3.
Would like that.
There's a couple in the corner at the coffee shop on the same side of the booth. They've been coming in here for 35 years, but they still look brand new. She scoots in a little bit closer like their first date. Still isn't over the kind of thing that makes you miss the one that got away. Everybody wants a love that makes everybody else want a love like that. Everybody wants to know deep down this one's gonna last. Everybody wants the real thing, that undeniable feeling. Everybody wants a love that makes everybody else want love like that.
And that was Gary Burke III with Like That. That song has been on the countdown for a good long time. It's a great song. The way that song made it to the top 10 is Mr.
GB3
sent that music to us. And if you guys know of any musicians, any singers, if you yourself that's listening right now as a singer, musician, send us in some music. We'll listen to it, rate it, see if it makes the top 10. You can send us that music through email, MP3 file or a WAV file at nightowlcb1, that's the number 1, at yahoo.com. We've gotten quite a lot of fans that, you know, like this music too, and some of those fans have supported us. And where can they support us at, Matt?
So they go to patreon.com/NightOwlCB, and you could be a Patreon. We have some special Patreons, Tim. We have John Barr.
Bearded brother.
Yeah. He's became quite famous over this whole situation.
He's a legend in his own mind.
We might as well just call him for an interview.
I know. It's going to be the John Barr who's who.
We should have him on here. That'd be funny.
It would be.
We could frolic through his beard while he's here.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. No more frolicking.
All we need is some Bush Light Apple, and he'll come running.
Oh, he would. And some Luke Bryan.
It's like it's like rats to a cheese.
We can do it at Duke's.
Yeah.
Oh, his favorite bar.
Yes, knocking boots at Duke's.
I'm out.
With some Bush Apple.
Yeah.
Latte. Mm.
Yeah. And, Steve, we have America's Couple, which is...
My favorite aunt and uncle, Nadina and Jerry Pardue.
Yeah.
Tim, we also have your sister in Christ.
That would be Marilyn Hammond.
And your real brother?
Mark C. Dooley.
And we also have somebody that you've played music with before.
Sally Filia.
Yeah.
Nice. Man.
We're really glad you're here, Tim.
Yeah.
Thanks.
He's bringing in the patrons.
Be a little something in my check, right?
Yeah. It's in the mail.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Brett.
All right. Coming in at number six, Dave Nudo with Lean Into Me.
Every now and then, it feels like I get it right. Like right now, holding you tonight. If it all comes down and you feel like you can't win this fight, lean into me. Lean into me. Lean into me. When you feel like you can't carry on, lean into me. When you feel like walking away, lean into me. When it all feels right and you're standing strong, I lean on you, baby. We'll take it for another day. Lean into me.
And that was number six, Dave Nudo with Lean Into Me. We thank you so much, Dave, for sending that song in. Gentlemen.
He's got that look in his eye.
It is time to step out of the nest.
Here we go.
So as maybe some of you know, Big Brother started.
Yeah, I like that show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's hit season 22.
Series.
Yeah. 22 seasons.
Yeah.
Same people?
No.
Oh.
Survivor season 40. Law and Order SVU season 21. The Simpsons.
They're like 4,000, ain't they?
Season 31. It's wow. A lot of seasons. So my question to you guys is, if you could grant a TV show one more season, which show would you choose?
Well, probably Seinfeld.
I'm sorry, we have no midsize available at the moment.
I don't understand. I made a reservation. Do you have my reservation?
Yes, we do. Unfortunately, we ran out of cars.
But the reservation keeps the car here. That's why you have the reservations.
I know why we have reservations.
I don't think you do. If you did, I'd have a car. See, you know how to take the reservation, you just don't know how to hold the reservation. And that's really the most important part of the reservation, the holding. Anybody can just take them.
Although he
Kramer.
He purposely stopped the show when it was on top because he didn't want to go out with a whimper. He wanted to go out with a bang.
And they offered them stupid money.
Yeah.
Stupid money.
Yeah. But you got to admire him for that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But, man, I love the reruns. I watch them over and over and over, and I own the whole DVD thing. And that's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that one. Yeah. I would agree, yes. Matt?
Oh, you know what? Probably the show I'd like to see another season of, sadly he's passed away years ago, but I love the show Sanford and Son.
You were a deadbeat the day my sister married you, and you still a deadbeat today.
Listen, Esther, now you know good and well the day I married your sister, I was loaded.
Yeah, you was loaded all right. You were so drunk you fell on the preacher.
Well, I had to get drunk to look at your ugly family.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'd like to see how Sanford & Son would have changed throughout the years and what the reunion show would be like. It'd probably be a lot different than what it was back then.
I see.
Yes. You big dummy.
You big dummy.
Elizabeth.
Well, I'm going to save Steve for last.
Okay.
So, my show, I don't know if anybody that is here right now or those of you listening have heard of this show. It's called Pushing Daisies.
Young Ned had a special gift. He could touch dead things and bring them back to life. But he could only bring the dead back to life for 1 minute. Any longer, and someone else had to die. And there was one more thing he had to learn. First touch, life. Second touch, dead again, forever. But as young Ned grew into the pie maker, this gift proved to be most useful in the untimely death of his childhood sweetheart, Charlotte Childs.
Are you in love with her?
You only got a minute.
I know.
60 seconds.
I know.
What if you didn't have to be dead?
You can't touch me.
So a kiss is out of the question? You touch murder victims, you ask who killed them, you touch them again, they go back to being dead, and then you collect the reward?
That's it in a nutshell.
They had to rush the ending, and it wasn't very good. So I would like to see one more season of Pushing Daisies so they could really get a good ending.
Yeah.
So, all right, Steve, did I steal yours?
No. No, but that sounds pretty interesting.
It was really good.
Was that on, like, Showtime or something?
No, it was ABC.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I missed that one.
Yep.
I would at first thought I wanted to say 2.5 Men.
But now you're
the original.
Now you're gonna say Desperate Housewives.
I am of Atlanta. But no, I'm gonna go back a little farther, and it is the Chappelle Show.
Chappelle Show. Oh. Let's start the show.
Okay.
Because I kind of like to go with the Seinfeld thing is they threw him stupid money for season 3 and they wanted to change kind of his format. And he was like, no, this is my show. I can make it as raunchy as I want. People love it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to change me. So he kind of went nuts as well. But he stood his ground. And that's something you don't find very often. It's a character you don't find very often in show business. So, but the show was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was 3 seasons. Well, really 2.5, but first 2 were just hilarious, and I like that kind of skit comedy, so I'd like to see at least one more season of Chappelle Show.
All right, thanks guys for sharing that. I knew Tim was going to say Seinfeld. I just knew it, but I agree with him. It's a great show. And now moving on to number 5, Adam Whitehead with Single Mom.
She didn't want him to grow up in a broken, busted up home, where the rent can barely be paid, and you pray the lights will turn on. No, she didn't want him to grow up, but she works the best that she can for a 2-bed, 1-bath, Section 8 place, new paint, old table, and no dad. And pinching every quarter, every dollar, every day that goes by. The coulda, woulda, shoulda beens, every teenage sin that brought her into this complex life. And at the end of the day, she's done her best to pave a way for the road God put her on. Single mom.
And that was number 5, Adam Whitehead with Single Mom.
Oh, Adam, he's a good fella. He's getting some action out there, isn't he, Tim?
Yeah, it's a great song, a song that the world needs right now. And there's a lot of single moms out there that's struggling. And growing up and raised by a single mom, I can really relate to this song. And it's got a really good message in it. So thank you for this song.
Yeah, great song.
All right, now coming in at number 4, Christian Davis with Hands of a Working Man.
Hands of a working man built this town, cleared this timber and plowed this ground, raised those cattle in the sun and snow, dammed that river and
potatoes too. Back home there ain't much else to do. Put food on the table and you fill up the tank. Pay what you owe to the boys at the bank. Live another day thanks to the hands of a working man. Working hard from the sun up to the sundown. They can build it tall, they can tear it on down. They got the know-how if you got the money. And you're hard as a hammer if you pick a fight. But they'd rather hold a pretty girl tight tonight. They're the rough and dirty, strong and sturdy hands of a working man.
And that was number four, Christian Davis with Hands of a Working Man. That one is kind of slowly moving down. Yeah. It's still a great song. I mean, again, that's what how top tens work a little bit. So I hate to do this, guys.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Here comes Matt.
All right, guys, I have a top 10 for you. I think you guys have a good time with this. And top 10 animal movies ever made.
Animal movies?
Animal movies.
Hmm. Top 10 animal movies ever made. And this is on TVOverMind.com.
Do you just put these up on a board and then just throw darts
at
it?
Yeah, throw a dart at it.
Pretty much. What would be your favorite animal movie?
I like Odeller.
Odeller.
Odeller. Yeah.
Yeah.
Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web. Mm-hmm.
Technically, that isn't an animal,
mm-hmm.
per se. I'm going to go with... I guess still technically an animal movie. Jaws.
Jaws, yeah.
All right.
I want that one.
Dude, we gave you 100 chances.
Sorry.
All right. I'm going to hit two real quick. Number 12.
Number 12.
Because this is actually a top 20 list. Number 12 is Jaws.
Okay.
I'll say that for you. And also number 11, Open Season. You guys remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now that's a roar boog. Now get in, we're gonna be late.
Whew. No denying, the girl's got growl.
Coming in at number 10, Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, this is the night, it's a beautiful night, and we call it a bella notte.
Classic.
Nice.
So one of your favorites, Lady and the Tramp, back in the day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Yep, the old good classic stuff. Kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Smoochy smooch.
With the spaghetti?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
You I try to do that at restaurants to strangers all the time. It doesn't work.
They usually smack me. I don't know what...
When you do it with me, I like
it. I'm just trying to show affection.
I really like spaghetti.
After this is over, me and Brett's going for some spaghetti.
With meatballs.
The sauce always gets in my beard.
Sausage gets in your beard?
No,
sauce.
Sauce.
Oh, we went back to the breakfast sausage just then.
Easy,
I could have swore you said sausage.
Coming in at number 9, 101 Dalmatians.
Cruella de Vil, Cruella de Vil. If she doesn't scare you, no evil thing will.
Oh,
to
Roger.
See her is to take a sudden chill. Cruella, Cruella de Vil.
All right.
Another one.
That's plenty of plenty of animals.
Two animated ones.
Yep.
That's a lot of animals right there.
Yep.
That was, what year did that come out? 1961 was the first time the animated version came out.
All right.
Wow.
That was three.
Cruella de Vil.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty smart name for that character. Coming in at number 8, I know Tim's going to love this one here, Jurassic Park.
Dr. Grant, my dear Dr. Thatcher, welcome to Jurassic Park.
the first one.
First one.
No, I love the first one.
Well, the second one, they hadn't tried to eat him yet. But it's... Have you watched the second one?
I think so, but
he said, I liked your first book, not the second one. He goes, we hadn't tried to eat me yet.
Ah, yes.
Oh,
I've enjoyed all. I mean, yeah. I've enjoyed them all.
I have not seen the second was Jurassic
with
World.
With Pratt.
They're good.
The first one was okay.
They're good. I love the first one.
Yeah, I liked them all.
Believe it or not, I thought the dinosaurs were more realistic in the first two.
I see.
Then the CG just almost gets a little.
I mean, that one where that velociraptor is tapping its toenail.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I got to see that movie at IMAX in 3D.
Okay.
And that's the way to see movie, the first one.
Okay.
And when that Jeep's falling through that tree and they're trying to outrun the Jeep, oh my God. It's like it's coming down on top.
It's like you're there. Huh?
So being the elder in the band, is the dinosaurs pretty close to what they were back?
The line has been drawn.
They did consult me for that movie.
It's something that'll make us all feel old. That movie was made in 1993.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Love you, Tim.
27 years old. Yikes. Number 7, Ratatouille.
What is this? Keep your station clear. When the nearest comes, what will happen? Let the station slow things down. Food doesn't go, others pile up, disaster. I'll make this easy to remember. Keep your station clear, or I will kill you.
Okay, that's a cute little movie.
Yeah. Kids watch that one, Steve?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Yes.
Coming in at number 6, Brett, you picked a clip from this for Steve not long ago. Bambi.
Me? No. That's not a flower. He's a little.
Oh, that's all right. He can call me a flower if he wants to.
Have you seen the Bambi?
Have you seen
Mambi Pambi?
Bambi versus Godzilla.
Oh,
it's a short film.
I would think so.
I'm serious. It's on YouTube, so look it up.
All right.
But kids shouldn't watch that, though, right?
Well, it's claymation.
I see.
Okay.
These have all been like cartoons.
I don't know. Well, animals, number 5. Number 5 is Babe.
This is ridiculous, Mom.
Nonsense. It's only your first try. But you're treating them like equals. They're sheep. They're inferior.
Oh, no, they're not.
Of course they are. We are their masters, Babe. Let them doubt it for a second and they'll walk all over you.
Fly! Get that pig out of there!
Make them feel inferior. Abuse them. Insult them.
Fly!
They'll laugh at me.
Then bite them. Be ruthless. Whatever it takes, bend them to your will.
Enough!
Go on. Go.
Move along there, you big butthead.
What an annoying
still kind of a CG, but
yeah.
Animals shouldn't talk. They should just shut up and be animals. Sorry.
Whoa. Oh, especially pigs. They should just learn that you're bacon.
Tim, there may be some animals listening.
Oh, I bet there are.
Send in your complaints to www.
There's probably some animals living in John Barr's beard.
Oh, maybe.
Wow.
Coming in at number 4. Number 4 is another animated movie. Ice Age.
So many ladies have tried and failed to strap a saddle on Sid the Stallion.
Oh, that was actually pretty good, though.
Yeah.
What's his name? Everybody Loves Raymond. What's his real name? Or his full name?
Ray Romano.
Yeah. The wife in the morning gets ready. That comes on.
I see.
The first little bit of it.
I see. I've never seen him.
Pretty decent show.
Never.
They played that little squirrel.
Scrat.
Scrat. He was a scrat. Half squirrel, half rat.
Scrat. Okay. They play him before some other movies, too.
Yeah, well, he was actually the star of the movie.
He's a superstar.
Starts it and he ends it.
Coming in at number 3, Finding Nemo.
He's dead.
Shark bait!
Yeah, fishy.
Must have left your present in the car, sweetie. I'll go and get it.
He's still alive!
He's not dead!
What's happening? Why is he playing dead?
He's gonna get flushed down the toilet. He's gonna get out of here!
Yay! He's gonna get flushed!
What a smart little guy!
Finding Nemo, Tim. You gotta like Nemo and Dory, right?
I wish Jaws was in that movie.
Like, he was, and then they remember they decided to go vegetarian or whatever.
Yeah. Mm.
One of your favorites? No.
I mean, yeah, it's a good one to watch, I think. So, you know, it's got a dumb Ellen, a Dory, you know.
Yeah.
That's a funny character in that movie.
Hi,
so.
I'm Dory. I know, you just told me. Hi, I'm Dory.
Yeah. And then the turtle, man.
Oh, that was great. That was great.
The turtle's great. Number two, this one does not surprise me at all because I don't know how many of these they had, but it's number two is Homeward Bound.
All right.
The Incredible Journey.
Wow, look who's down in the dirt with the dogs. Morning, honey.
Ugh, dog breath.
That's one of them movies that actually, it's aged pretty well.
I mean, that's, you know, that is true. You know, the animals aren't talking. Mm-hmm. They're real animals.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Michael J. Fox and Sally Field is in that also.
Okay.
All right.
Number one.
Coming in at number one in the top 20, I will say Old Yeller was in the top 20.
Okay. All right.
Yours,
all right.
Was number 12. Uh-huh. Which one did you say?
Charlotte's Web.
That's okay. Right.
Charlotte's Web. I'm sure it was in the top 22. I haven't looked that far into it. Coming in at number one, Lion King.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no peasant craze. It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
We actually watched the remake of that just a few nights ago.
Okay.
It was pretty good.
Was it better than the original?
No.
No.
No. Same storyline. The death of Mufasa looked a little more realistic.
I see.
But yeah, it was good. But it just like anything.
Evil Uncle's name was Scar, wasn't it, or something like that? Or
yeah, Evil Scar. He looks pretty cool in the remake.
And now coming in at number three, Waye Jennings with Gypsy Soul.
If you're looking for some loving, honey, I'll be here for a while. But if you're searching for a husband, girl, you know that just ain't my style. So if you're falling for me, darling, just go ahead and get back up. 'Cause I got a couple thousand miles, still ain't put on this old pickup truck. Yeah, I'm a gypsy, and I always find my way on down the road. Yeah, I'm a gypsy. Music's my love, and the road's the only home I've ever known. So I must spend our time together now forever, but to win, you'll never know. 'Cause I'm a gypsy, and I'm driven by a gypsy soul.
And that was number three, Waye Jennings with Gypsy Soul. I know every time that's played, Tim just goes to his blues, man.
Good stuff. Love those.
Puts a cigarette in. Just
well, he may not do that, but
yeah, I love the blues.
It probably makes him want to get his guitar out and just kind of start playing it.
It really does. Good stuff.
Yep. And it sounded good at Searland.
Oh yeah, yeah. He did a great job with that.
Sure,
and all
did.
The other, the old Waylon Jennings stuff, that was really good too, wasn't it, Tim?
Yes, amazing.
See, if we'd have sung along to that song somehow, like we did other songs, Tim, mm-hmm. he would have invited us on stage to sing with him.
Thank
That's
God.
True.
Thank God. All right. Coming in at number two, Jeremy Parsons with Tragedy.
Found a beer on the hotel floor, fist hole through the bathroom door. Nobody knows what the hell happened here. Mirrors broken, blood's on the sink. Sometimes things ain't what they seem. They want the scene to be just like you and me. Oh, ain't that a tragedy? Or is this reality? Oh, is this the way it is? Oh, is this the way it ends? Oh, what a tragedy.
And that was number two, Jeremy Parsons with Tragedy. We thank you, Jeremy, for sending that in. That is inching its way up, just like a lot of the songs. You have reached number two. We'll have to see if you can reach the number one spot next week or in the near future. And now we're going to finish up the interview with David Frizzell. I hope you enjoy part two.
Hey, Dave, this is Steve.
Steve.
I just drove through Nashville a few hours ago, sorry. And I was down in Dalton, Georgia at a funeral, but we've come up this morning. And I came to the realization as many times as we've been to Nashville, which has been quite a lot in the last 3 or 4 years, I found that no matter what time of day it is, that place doesn't stop. I mean, traffic jam after traffic jam. I don't know how y'all move around down there.
Well, that's why I actually moved out of town. I actually moved away while I still could. The apartment buildings and the condos are being built on anything that will hold one up.
Oh, man.
It's just everywhere.
But it's still a beautiful city, though. We love going down there.
Well, it is quite a place. And I tell you what, though. Back when Oklahoma was trying to find Oklahoma, you remember my older brother Lefty Frizzell? You ever heard of Lefty Frizzell?
Oh, yeah.
10 years ago, on a cold, dark night, there was someone killed neath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me.
Okay, well, my brother Lefty was living here in Nashville at the time, and it was back, I don't know when it was, probably early 70s or something like that. My brother, I called my brother because I was looking for a hit song. I had to have a hit. I Lefty, Sonny, I called him Sonny. I said, Sonny, I got to have a hit. You had all your hit songs, but I got to have a hit song.
Come on.
And he said, David, you got to come to Nashville if you want one of those. You got to come to Nashville. He said, you know, you this is where you need to be. I said, I called him Sonny. I said, Sonny, Nashville is a beautiful place if your name is Lefty Frizzell. it's absolutely wonderful if your name is Lefty. Uh-huh. But if your name is David, a different ball game, buddy. I guarantee you. And I said, the only way I'm coming to Nashville is with a number one record. It's the only way I'm coming to Nashville.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he passed away in 75. But in 81, Oklahoma came out in actually November of 80. And I think it was around the 11th of April that I drove to the Welcome to Nashville sign just out of Nashville, and I stopped there until Oklahoma went number one on the 11th. I just stopped there and waited for it. I knew the 11th is number one. I drove into town, and I looked up to heaven because I figured that meant where he might be.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I looked up and I said, see there, I'm a man of my word. Oh, goodness gracious. But Number one is where you have to be if you want to get any attention in Nashville.
Yeah.
So when I got here in Nashville in 81, Everybody listened to everything I said. It was wonderful. It was great. And I was trying to get Lefty in the Hall of Fame. Man, I was wanting him in that Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And in 82, we got him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's great.
With Shelly West Hepp, Dottie West, and all those people, and Jeannie Seeley, all of my good friends, they all helped me get Lefty Frizzell in the Hall of Fame. Isn't that amazing?
That's awesome.
It is.
Because he should have been there anyway, but he was in 82, which is when we got him in there.
Yeah, well, my question for this portion is, I ask this to everybody that we talk to, is looking back over your storied career, what is one good story being on the road that you have for us?
Oh, gosh, that's just an incredible amount of those.
The first thing T. Graham Brown said was he had to think of a clean one.
Well, that's true for all of us. That's true for all of us, including you guys coming through Nashville.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, there's so many. I remember Merle Haggard, he said, David, come out and ride the rails with me. And that was back before I had the Oklahoma song.
Oh.
And he said, come on out, let's ride the rails. We'll write some songs because you got to have some hits. And I didn't get a chance to do it. And then Roger Miller, after I had the Oklahoma song, and we had just recorded Husbands and Wives, one of his great songs that he wrote, Husbands and Wives.
It's my belief pride is the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives.
Incredible song. And me and Shelley recorded just a great song. Anyway, he come on, he said, David, he said, come on up to Santa Fe. He said, and let's get together for about a week. We'll write some songs. You'll have some hits. You'll have some more hits, he said. And I never got a chance to do it because we were so busy. We was doing 28, 29 dates a month during the Oklahoma. That was after Oklahoma and some of those. And Wino became such a big hit.
Oh, yeah.
We were so busy we couldn't even go out and see Roger Miller. That's too busy. That's when you're too busy.
Right.
You can't go see Roger Miller. You're too busy. But we had some good times on the road, and me and Shelley toured together for a long time, as you know, and with the Oklahoma song. And it's still such a, you know, it feels like it's just as strong today as it was when it was number one.
Yeah,
it's just a strong song.
We just listened to it just a few minutes ago, and we love it.
It just turned out so great.
Yeah. Hey, David, this is Tim. I'm the lead guitar player for the band, so don't hold that against me.
I knew there was something about you.
I usually ask people we interview just to see how they feel about this. What's your favorite part about being a musician?
Man, well, playing music, that is it.
Sure.
You know, music is completely everything I eat, sleep, and breathe. I mean, basically, everybody says, David, what do you think of this? David, what do you think of that? Well, if it hadn't got a melody to it, I don't think much about it. I think of music continuously all the time.
Yeah.
And that's what's hurting us right now, is because the music has been taken away from us.
That's true.
And it's just killing us all.
That's true.
It's just not the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
I've never been without my music, and now it feels like that I am a little bit. But I am. I'm still hosting some TV shows, and I'm still, you know, I'm out and stuff. But I need to get out there and say hello to the fans, say hello to the people that love Oklahoma and Wino and some of those songs, and give me a chance to play my music for them. I can't wait to get back.
I'm smelling a Night Out country band, David Frizzell world tour. You guys smell it? I smell it.
Getting it.
That's what we got to do, buddy.
Yeah. It smells really good, too.
We'll send our songs to Clint Eastwood.
You got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
You know, you can't give up on him because he's still there.
He's one of my favorite actors. I love him, man.
You know, what a wonderful time. We know we actually was in a movie. He put us in one of his movies, me and Shelley. And we got a chance to hang with him and got a chance for him to actually direct us in doing a scene. He is amazing. And he just got his own way of doing things, and it just works.
Great talent.
I just loved working with him and just being around him. We had lunch together. You know, those kind of things, you know. Oh, and it's just great. It's just like meeting Merle Haggard, you know.
A Ford and a Chevy will still last 10 years like the shoe. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good?
Same thing. Merle was the same kind of way. Just great to be around, and anything they did said was worth hearing. It's just amazing. It's just amazing stuff. And I miss it a lot, I'm telling you.
Well, it was good talking to you, Dave. We appreciate you talking to us, and appreciate doing the interview with us. And
thanks for giving up your time.
Yeah.
I've had a good time with you guys, and we need to do it again. And get out there and play some of that music.
Yeah,
anyway, that's what we got to do.
Yeah,
we got to make a. We got to get busy. We got to be serious about this.
Yeah, we talked. You and I talked. It's been about. It's sometime around Christmas time. We talked about maybe doing a song together, recording a song together. So
wouldn't that be fun?
So let's still plan on doing that. We're kind of waiting for this pandemic to go away a little bit before we get moving too much, you know. So
yeah,
can't wait to do that.
Well, we got some great songs, and I know you do. Between all of us, we'll find us one.
There we go.
Heck yeah.
And we'll just do it. Come down. Do you record in Nashville?
Yes, we record with Dave DeMay at Song City Studios.
Oh yeah. Well, I tell you what, you holler at me, and I'll be there with you, buddy.
I appreciate that. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks again, Dave.
Well, keep me on your mind. Talk to you guys soon, and let's make some music together.
Heck yes.
Sounds good, boss.
So long.
Thank you.
So long, buddy. Bye-bye.
Take care.
See ya.
Well, Lefty was my brother, as most of you folks know. And he handed down his singing style like he handed down his clothes. And you might hear his echo as you listen to me sing. There's a little bit of Lefty left in me.
Guys, what a great, great interview with David Frizzell.
You know what I like about that interview? He laughed through most of it.
Yeah.
He's a happy guy.
Pretty
cool.
It kind of reminded me of the T. Graham Brown interview. I mean, those guys are just humble and so full of just stuff that, you know, I mean, he's when I asked him about, one story, same as T. Graham Brown, can I pick one? I mean, you know, his was well, obviously T. Graham Brown threw in the clean part.
Yeah.
But, I mean, these guys have got a million stories they could probably – take a day to listen to. So
And these interviews with all the artists, even the ones that's on the top 10 countdown, the ones that are independent artists that are striving to make it, when they hear interviews with people that humble and the stories they tell of how they got there, some of these people are riding that wave right now. And that's pretty exciting for them to be able to listen to some of that and be like, man, I'm kind of doing that right now. So that's pretty neat. So, and we had the honor of doing that with David Frizzell, making memories of being able to talk to him too. Very cool.
It sounded like he was pretty genuine that, man, if we could hook up and do a show with him, he'd probably enjoy it and want to do it. He just loves to play music. He don't care if it's with the Night Owls.
Yeah, you may see a T. Graham Brown, David Frizzell, Night Owl Country Band coming to your
city.
That'd
be sweet. We'll do that for sure.
I would love that.
Hey, Matt, it's time to play a Night Owl song.
All right. This song here is a song we recorded at Song City Studios with Dave DeMay, written by Jason Ray Welsh. Beautiful song. I hope you enjoy it. Lies in You.
As I sit here in the silence, my heart breaks inside.
answers to the questions that we ask somehow hide. Cast away on rocky shore, when I just can't take it anymore. A lighthouse, a solid rock, a ray of hope, a place to dock. When we've tried everything that we know to do, we somehow see it through. When there's nothing left but moving on, baby, it's hard to do. My strength lies in you. It lies in you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Broken pieces scattered on the ground of a love so true. Just to hear you say those words to me, baby, I love you. I cannot say what you mean to me, just to show you I can be true. Proven once again as you turn to me, my strength lies in you. When we tried everything that we know to do, we somehow see it through. When there's nothing left but moving on, baby, it's hard to do. My strength lies in you. It lies in you. Yeah. Strength lies in you.
And now it's time for our recap.
Coming in at number 10, great song here, Metal and Ink, Tony Olson.
Coming in at number 9, another great song, Cathead Biscuits by Richard Lynch.
Cathead biscuits, red eye gravy, down home cooking, that's how my mama raised me.
Coming in at number 8, John Hunt with Whiskey Six String.
Memories in time were the one and the same, like fast women in cars. Whiskey Six String.
A song that has moved down 2 spots this week, Like That, Gary Burke III,
GB3.
Everybody wants a love that makes everybody else want a love like that.
And number 6, moving up 2 spots, it's Lean Into Me by Mr. Dave Nudo.
If it all comes down and you feel like you can't win this fight, lean into me.
Number 5, Single Mom, Adam Whitehead.
And at the end of the day, she's done her best to pave a way for the road God put her on. Single Mom.
Coming in at number 4, Christian Davis with Hands of a Working Man.
Well, they'd rather hold a pretty girl tight tonight with a rough and dirty, strong and sturdy hands of a working man.
Moving up 1 spot, I believe he's one of our best buddies now. Wade Jennings with Gypsy Soul.
And number two was Mr. Jeremy Parsons with Tragedy.
Oh, ain't that a tragedy? Or is this reality?
And coming in at number one, Slow Dance with Dustin Chapman.
Coffee in the morning and those fresh cotton sheets. I'll make sure it's warm, girl, but we don't need no more. Make our own steam. And I'll crack the windows if that's what you like. Or just say the word and I'll draw those lines and show you off to the outside. Yeah, I know that sounds crazy, but I don't care if the whole world sees, cause I just wanna slow dance to some old record, made that type of romance that we'll remember. It ain't about the shiny things or the fancy cars, all we need is you and me, right where we are. Maybe some weed, niggas, it's the greatest love of all. You got me bouncing, won't you? We'll turn the lights down low and turn on the fireplace. Love to see that glow shining brightly on your face. Girl, I can't hide. So baby, let's take it. Time's on our side, so we better not waste it. Drown out a world that is nothing but jaded and move from side to side. And baby, we'll just slow dance. Yeah,
and that was number one for the second straight week. Dustin Chapman with Slow Dance. I think he got some other big news this week.
Yeah.
He has now hit two national networks now with that video of his. So He's getting a lot of airtime, guys.
Yeah, Tim, I know you love this video. It's now being played on the Country Network and on the Heartland Network. If you haven't seen it on YouTube, they need to go see it, don't they?
They sure do. It's very well done, very sweet video. It fits the song perfectly, and yeah, I just love it.
Steve, what a beautiful song that was. You haven't been able to talk about it since Christian Davis dropped, and he's moved up one.
I mean, Hands of Working Man is a great song, and it got up there, and I believe tied, right? Did it get four?
Three.
Three. Yeah. Sorry. So, I mean, to knock a three-time champion off, I mean, it's up there for a reason. Yeah. It is a fantastic song. Congratulations on your news. Hopefully one day down the road we can meet up and maybe drink a beer and slow dance.
Sweet.
To his music.
Oh, to his music.
To his music.
Okay.
And Britt, that's 2 weeks in a row
that's
for him.
That's 2 weeks.
So.
Yeah. We'll see if he ties the record next week with 3 weeks in a row. All right. Tim, any final words for our listeners?
I just want to thank everybody again for tuning in and checking us out. And to all the artists for opening up their hearts to us and sharing their music with us. It's been a blessing, and we really appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. Steve, any words of wisdom?
It was nice to be back. I missed you fellas.
Yeah. And, I think, though, past couple weeks, his words of wisdom have been really, really good.
It has been good. We didn't even know you was gone.
I didn't figure you did. That's why I send you emojis of me blowing kisses to you. It's good to be back. I'm glad to see some new songs get on here that I really liked. Mm-hmm. I was really waiting for them to get on there. Hope you guys enjoy them. As usual, we list these artists' Facebook links. Mm-hmm. So, you know, throw these guys a bone. That's what we're here for. This is not about our band, per se. This is about getting you people out there some new music that you wouldn't normally get. So, I mean, show them some love. Buy a T-shirt. ICD,
yeah,
support them, especially right now because a lot of these guys are struggling with what's going on in the mm-hmm. world. So we'll get through it. We're Americans. We're proud to be Americans.
Yep.
Y'all have a safe week, and we'll see you back here next week.
All right. Matt, what do you want to tell the people?
I want to say one of the greatest things in life is music. Music can bring you up, and it can make you happy. Whether it's a fast song or a slow song, and it seems like sometimes you hear the song at the right point in your life, and just turn on some music, try some people that you haven't heard before. Some of these folks that's on our top 10 countdown, just because their song's on the top 10, this is not the only song that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So go find the other music that they have also. Become fans of these fine folks, and like Steve said, follow them. Like them on Facebook, Instagram, wherever they're at. We appreciate everybody listening. We appreciate Unique Beats. Josh Parker. Yeah.
Good man.
It's like it's hard for you to say that.
Well, I was thinking, you know, he survived a night owl trip.
He did.
Road trip, so, you know.
Barely.
He's okay in our book.
Yeah.
He survived a night owl road trip. And Casey.
Wow.
In the same truck.
No wonder he passed out on the way home.
Yeah, thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Unique Beats. On to number 31 next week.
Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to the Who's Who Independent Music Top 10 Countdown. Remember, as always, if you want to support the show and Night Owl monetarily, head on over to patreon.com/nightowlcb. Toss a few twigs to our nest to keep this bird in flight. If you have no bucks to toss our way, however, go find us at facebook.com/who'swhopod, facebook.com/nightowlcountryband, on Twitter at TheRealNOCB, Instagram at Night Owl Country Band, and online at www.nightowlcb.com. where you can purchase tickets to our shows, purchase merchandise, and check out our schedule as to where we will be playing next. And until next time, on behalf of Matt, Tim, Steve, and myself, we encourage you to step out of your nest and listen to some music this week that you normally wouldn't have listened to. Take care and stay safe.
Peace.
See ya.
Have a good week.
Made in America. tree. What she's done for